I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 40-year-old Simon Arkiev Hobbs was arrested by Hobbs police for allegedly attempting to blow up his mother's home on Tuesday. Hobbs firefighters first received a call of a gas leak at a residence in the 200 block of South Willow. The mother of the man told firefighters his son was attempting to blow down or burn her home. According to reports, there was a strong odor of natural gas coming from the residence. Police then were called and arrived at the home and gave Arkie commands to come out of the house, but he refused. Police then went in and removed him from the home. However, he resisted arrest and got physical with police, but he was finally subdued and handcuffed. Firefighters eventually entered the home and discovered that the stovetop dials were on. Arkie faces felony and misdemeanor charges. According to the New Mexico State Land Office, the state has produced more oil and gas on state land than ever before, to the tune of $2 billion in royalties in the past year. During fiscal year 2022, from July 1st of last year to June 30th of this year, the state produced about 130 million barrels of oil and 659 billion cubic feet of natural gas. Former Otero County Commissioner Corey Griffin, who was removed from office last week by a state judge, well, now there's a movement to wipe out his voting record as county commissioner from January of last year until he was removed from office last week, which could be very significant, Griffin explains.
It's something that's coming from the state of New Mexico, and unfortunately our county attorney here in Otero County is subservient to the state of New Mexico. So now I guess he's looking back on the record and going to pretty much erase me as of right now.
So what does this mean for the constituents of District 2 who you formerly represented?
The people of District 2 in Otero County have no representation to the county, the state, or the federal government by them removing me. So they don't have a voice.
Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is yet to appoint a new county commissioner and needs to do so by the next Otero County Commission meeting next month. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.